Scene one, Apple, take one.
India-forums.com.
Jessica.
Daily.
India Forums is addictive.
Jessica.
Hi friends, your Post Mini is back with yet another celebrity. Continuing with the list of gorgeous hot hunks from the television industry, today we have a very special hot hunk, as Kits puts it, who has not only stolen the hearts of many, many girls over the world, but is also the Dil Ka Shehzada of the stunningly beautiful Gurdeep Kohli. Welcome, Arjun.
Thank you so much. Hi, Mini. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. It's very nice to hear from you again.
Oh, same here. It's been, I think, last week spoken holy, and great to talk to you again.
Thank you. Okay, tell me something. Did you hear about India Forums before the holy thing that we did?
Of course. I mean, of course I know India Forums. I mean, you keep things update of what's happening in television industry and as well as the film thing, so I know it's a long time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's wonderful. And tell me something, how does it feel to get connected to your fans directly in this fashion?
You know, in India we keep on meeting people. Like, we go to shops, so there are people who come and they ask for autographs and pictures and everything. But it's a great thing to get a call from a place which is outside India and still know that people like you and watch show and they want to talk to you or they want to listen to you. I mean, it's really great, and I'm really touched. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, it's all our pleasure. And yes, you have many, many fans who are outside India, and in fact they watch your shows and they keep updated about you all the time. And yes, they are from UK, US, Canada, all over the place. So tell us, how did acting happen to you?
Well, tell you what, I think I was in my 5th standard or 6th standard. Maine Pyar Kiya got released, and Qayamat Se Qayamat Tak got released, and friends of mine in my colony, my neighborhood, and as well as my school, they started telling me, oh, you know, you look like Amir Khan, this is good. Oh, you know, you look like Salman Khan, and probably they were just saying like that, but it really played on my head. And I used to really sit this, when I was that small, I used to sit in front of a mirror and, oh yeah, I really look, okay, let me try this dialogue, let me do that. So it all started then, and those things were really playing on my head. And I really don't know when I took this up so seriously. Actually, I'm from Delhi, so I came to Bombay and started auditioning for a lot of advertisements and other things. And I was lucky enough to get through, and here I am, actually.
Mm-hmm. So what was your first job in Bombay, in Mumbai?
Well, my first was a small ad film. When I came to Bombay, and the next day I got a call, I circulated my picture the same day, and the next day I got a call that, you know, you have to screen test for a particular brand. So I was like, great. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't know what exactly screen test means. I thought screen test is like, that means you're almost selected and everything. So I reached that particular place to audition, and I opened the door, and there were about 70 people there waiting to get auditioned. And I was like, and they were all, you know, auditioning. Everybody was auditioning in front of the whole crowd. So I was like, oh I'm not prepared for this, you know. And stupid of me or whatever, I just walked off. I said, I can't do this in front of so many people. Yeah, I can do it in front of the director or the cameraman. But why 70 people? So I said, no, I'm sorry. I have to go out. I went out, and then I was thinking what to do. Now, the thing is, you have your audition timing, only from 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. So, mm-hmm. I made it a point that I had the place by 8:30 a.m. so that there is no one, and I'm the first one to get audition. And that's how I slowly built my confidence, and I think now I can shoot in front of a like people, and I know what to do. It's like that.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of background do you come from? Do you come from a business background, or is it like your parents are in service? What is it like you have?
Well, actually, my folks are in service. No one from our family has ever even dreamt or thought of getting their sons or into acting, or nobody has even tried it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been, thanks to my parents, has been really supportive on their part, and I'm pretty grateful to them that they really supported me. They didn't even once ask me, why do you want to do this? Why do you do this? So I think most of the credit goes to my folks.
Mm-hmm. So are you related to the Punch Lloyd family in any way?
No, that's the question I normally get asked, but no, I'm not.
Okay, now coming to your childhood, can you tell us some funny incidents about yourself which you remember and, you know, look back and smile and laugh, and would you want to share something?
Well, childhood is, I think every day or every alternate day I still have some funny moments, because I was the one who used to be a little odd one out, you know, trying a different look and coming to school or college or whatever, and people would say, kya hai yaar, aisa nahi hota hai, you know, and aisa nahi hota hai, and I would not go the normal way, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
There are 40 students in a class and they're going the same way. I mean, not deliberately, just because they are going, so I should do something different, not that. It used to just come within, no, yeah, I should try this. It could be anything. It could be dressing, on an annual day or sports day or small things like that.
Mm-hmm. So वो जेल शेल लगा के पहुंचते थे आप, आई मीन पहले वालों में से वो जो काफी बालों में जेल लगाते थे, एंड यू नो यू आर द लेटेस्ट ट्रेंड एंड समथिंग लाइक दैट.
एग्जैक्टली.
एंड घर में से वो मिलता था कि अरे अर्जुन मत लगा, बाल गिर जाएंगे.
एग्जैक्टली.
ऐसे एडवाइजेस मिलते थे?
ऐसे मिलते नहीं थे, बिकॉज थैंकफुली पीपल यूज्ड टू लाइक मी, व्हाटएवर आई यूज्ड टू ड्रेस एंड आई used to be, you know. People, my friends were also very, you should get into acting, yeah, you have it in you, so you should do that. And actually, everybody around me was very supportive, so thanks to all of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how are you as a student? Good, bad, or a good student, but,
I was an average student, but I was a sports guy. I mean, I represented Delhi in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually the sports captain in my school, so I used to be traveling a lot of places nationally, sometimes mm-hmm. Rajasthan, sometimes Gujarat, sometimes other places to play matches. So studies, in my normal depth, I never used to fare well, but when it used to be my final exam, I used to fare very well, pretty well. I mean, it's not that I'm not saying I didn't even get distinction, but I used to get 65 to 70% kind of a thing between that, you know, when I used to study. My folks used to be really upset, what is this guy going to do, because India has no future for sports, and they used to come to my school complaining that the पता नहीं घर पे होता है. एंड सरप्राइजिंगली ऑल माई टीचर्स यूज टू बी आई यूज टू बी देयर फेवरेट. ऑल द टीचर्स यूज टू लाइक, आई नो व्हाई, बट सो दे नेवर यूज टू कंप्लेन टू माय पेरेंट्स. So that when my parents come and complain about me to the school, I mean, they came, they, when they come to the school, okay, we'll do well. We should be like that.
Okay, Virgo Stars has a message for you. She says that, I'm so happy that Arjun Punje is coming. He did a great job in Sanjeevani, and it would be great to listen to his interview. I'm looking forward to it. So that's Virgo Stars. And now tell us, how did Sanjeevani come about?
Yes, Sanjeevani, actually, I don't know if you watched the show. I was supposed to do the role of Rahul.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, but I was shooting for something and I could not manage the date.
Mm-hmm.
So then they carried on with the shooting, and later on when they thought of a character which is Aman Khan, has to be introduced, whom to cast, they thought of me, and that time I was free, and when they called me, I heard the script and I think it was a fabulous character, so I immediately said yes, and I'm glad that I did Aman Khanna and not Rahul, because that character had a lot of flavors, a lot of colors, and he was, I mean, I played everything in that role, you know. I played a negative, right. A romantic, I played a doctor, I played everything. So I think that was a good start to my career.
Right. So tell us, Arjun, did you actually know what was in for you when you joined Sanjeevani?
I really didn't know. Actually, Sanjeevani, when I was joined, they had told me that, Arjun, we just want you for 4 episodes.
Okay.
Yeah. The first 2 episodes will be romantic with Dr. Dovey. Third episode is you the negative. And the 4th episode is you die.
Oh.
But when I started shooting for Sanjeevani, I got an amazing response by all the people, the audiences and everything, that there was no way that they could have killed me so soon.
Right.
So that 4-episode thing for more than 75 to 80 episodes.
Yeah, I mean, you were there for a long time. In fact, there were so many people who would want, you know, who were wanting you to be together with Juhi. I remember that.
Yeah, and I think the credit goes to my writer who had written this my role so beautifully, and to the director who had shot it so nicely.
Okay, so coming to Sanjeevani, we start on the Gurdeep chapter. Okay, so tell us, like, did you know Gurdeep before?
I had no clue about Gurdeep. The first scene with Gurdeep was a hug scene.
Mm-hmm.
How my character was revealed was that she sees Rahul and she's running, and Rahul opens his arms, okay, and for the audience, she crosses him, and then my arms are open, and that's how it was revealed that I'm, you know, Aman Khanna, and she's come to me, not to Rahul.
Right.
So that was the introduction with Gurdeep on that show. My first scene with Gurdeep was a hug scene. And now, as everyone knows, me and Gurdeep are getting married this December. So it's really changed my life.
Yes. Gurdeep came to India Forum's interview, and she said, well, the first thing you said was lots of cardiovascular activity going on. And
Oh, yeah. Mini, you do your job pretty well. Huh? I like that. Remember that.
Thank you.
I didn't know what to talk, because there were so many takes, you know. She would come running and the director would say, cut, ek aur baat thoda aur lamba bhagya ho, and then again she would come running. So I didn't know when she was hugging me after cut what to talk. Yeah, you should talk something. So I said, hey, nice, good cardio happening for you. So that's how it started, I think.
So phir kya hua? Gurdeep is supposed to be pretty reserved on the sets. That's what we have heard from most of our co-stars. So, was she the same with you?
No. In fact, not with me. I used to be a pylon to her. I used to get into a makeup room. I used to chat to her. Hey, what's up, yeah? So, where did you go last night? Oh, yeah. Actually, we became very good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I know that she liked me, and she wanted me to be around and talk to me and, you know, things like that. And slowly we started partying at, like, on a set, there's someone's birthday, so, you know, we would go together for a party.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly we started going out for dinner and the whole thing, yeah. And then she proposed to me. It's a little ulta, but yeah. Haha.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, you always played a song for her, right? Like,
that's from
Divani. Right. Because I remember that also. That's something she mentioned. Okay. Another personal questions, and please do tell us if you don't want to answer that. You were close to Shilpa Pani before that. So, are you guys still friends?
No, that's an absolutely over chapter. For me, if the chapter is, I don't even know if someone exists or doesn't exist. It doesn't bother me, actually. And I love to live for the present and my future and plan my future. So that's a total dead past.
Okay, all right. And hopefully Shilpa too is very happy with Apurva, and both of you, we wish you all the best in your life with your life partners. Okay, now you want to work in films. That's what we gather from all the interviews and whatever
That's
we read on you. So, how are you planning to go about it?
Well, right now the television industry is not letting me get into films because I get over with one show and I get another show which is offered. So, I want to start meeting people, but it's just TV life is so hectic, the shooting is so hectic that I'm not getting time to, you know, go and meet producers and directors and people. But I'm definitely going to do that, and by God's grace, in a very short time. I hope by everyone's wishes and blessings, I should do a good film.
Okay. Now, Priti Guria wants to know that you worked in Ishq Diwane, and how was the experience working there?
Oh, it was excellent. I mean, Gurdeep gave me an excellent surprise. I had met my mom since few months because I was shooting day and night, and there was this surprise, and, you know, it was excellent. I mean, the whole credit goes to Gurdeep, how she set up the whole surprise with MTV. I think it's great on her part.
Okay. So sweet. Okay, Arjun, you are leaving Woh Rehne Wali Mehlon Ki. Now, the thing is, you left,
yeah.
Once you left before also, and then you came back. So, why was it, why did you leave before? What was the story behind that?
Well, that it's a very close chapter. I don't think it's just, no more discuss that. But the whole thing is, I left because there were a few differences between me and the producer.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, and I didn't leave on a bad note, you know, otherwise I wouldn't have been back on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Once I left the show, they got another guy. People didn't accept him to play my character, the one I was playing. Mm-hmm. And the viewership, the TRP went very low. And that's the time the channel actually called me, not the production house. The channel called me that, Arjun, we want you back on the show. Any differences, you talk to us. We are here to settle everything.
Okay.
So they heard, said yes to everything, which was fair enough. And that's how I got, did the show again. And then after a few months, I had to take a leap. Now, I really don't see myself playing a 24 father, you know, father.
Right. And you are going
so
to play father to your wife, the girl who played your wife.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's you cannot fool your people, your audiences. How can you play a father? I mean, you can play a criminal, you can be a gangster, you know? You know, how can I play it? I cannot even relate how a 40-year-old man, I will not even feel it, so how can I express it? So I thought it was better to just quit the show.
Right. Sara Ghazi is pretty disappointed. She says, hi Arjun, why are you leaving Woh Rehne Wali Mehlon Ki? I love that serial because of you. Please don't leave. So that is her message for you. She's pretty disappointed that you are leaving.
But tell her that she will definitely watch me again. I cannot talk much, but this is a show which I'm doing for Star TV.
Mm-hmm.
She'll watch me pretty soon.
Okay, yes. In fact, her next question was, are you doing any films now? And if you're doing, please name. I'm badly waiting for you to come in the movies.
Yeah, so I'm doing a show, so she can really see me, and it'll be great to do a good job and, you know, just do a good job, actually, yeah.
PN64 wants to know that who is the star that you would like to co-star the most in your films?
It would be definitely Gurdeep Kohli.
Okay. So are you truly planning to work in a movie together, you and Gurdeep?
Well, nothing has come our way as yet for a film and that, but
Okay. Now, who are your current favorite actors and actresses from Bollywood?
Well, I think definitely Amir Khan is my favorite, and I love Salman Khan.
That's
my
because your friends said you look like them.
Exactly.
Okay.
As an actress, definitely I love Kajol, and I think Rani is doing a great job.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Now, let's come to some of your favorites. This is a quick fire round. So just rapid fire questions. Your favorite color?
Blue.
Place?
Zurich.
Destination?
Mauritius.
Getaway? Quick getaway.
It's Himachal Pradesh. I have a small cottage near Shimla.
Oh wow! Favorite food?
It's definitely typical Punjabi Indian. tandoori chicken, butter chicken, parathe with white butter.
Okay. Favorite attire?
A denim and a t-shirt.
Favorite ride?
Ride?
Mm-hmm. Car, scooter, bike,
whatever. That's my car. I've got a Honda here, so that's my favorite ride.
Okay. Favorite way to travel?
Definitely by air.
Favorite Hollywood actress?
It's no unbelievably Angelina Jolie.
Alright, and favorite Hollywood actor?
I think it's Tom Cruise. I just saw MI3.
Okay. Brad Pitt would have, like, you know, kind of made the pair. Okay. Now, Noor in UK wants to know, what's the most romantic thing you have done for Gurdeep?
Well, it was a surprise which I gave Gurdeep. She was shooting in Ooty, and she had no clue about it that I'm going to land the very next day. She had gone to shoot a commercial there, and she had gone with her mom. And I had planned the whole thing. I knew where she was staying in the hotel. And when I reached there, I had right from the bellboy to the receptionist to everybody, and it was like that. And she came to the hotel. She was waiting. She was at the lobby, and I was right there in front of her. She had no clue that I'm going to be there. And suddenly, I appear in front of her, and her expression. I didn't have a camcorder or a digicam with me. I wanted that expression. It was the most amazing expression I could ever see on Gurdeep's face. So I think, according to her, that's the most romantic thing I've done for her.
So sweet. That's wonderful. And what's the most romantic thing she has done for you that you remember? Apart from
H.D.H. She had cooked a nice meal for me at my place, and with candles and everything, and I had no clue about it. So I think that was a beautiful thing we had. We chatted, we danced, and we had delicious food and wine. So that was a beautiful evening.
Okay. Now, are you possessive? Like, are you possessive about Gurdeep, or are you you are kind of feel protective about Gurdeep, things like that?
See, I'm not very positive, and I'm not very open about it. It's not that, okay, do whatever you want. It's not like that. And it's not also that, everything, knows you first, me. No, it's not like that. It's right in the middle.
Right, as it should be. Okay, Lena M. as a very naughty question. Like, after your marriage, will you be helping Gurdeep in the household chores?
Well, I think I'm already helping Gurdeep in the household. I think I'm more of a household thing which I do. I mean, I know how to get my curtain rods done, my bathroom fittings done, and everything done, because I've been living alone here. So Gurdeep doesn't need to care about that. I think it's me who has to take care about that.
Okay, so do you cook?
Oh no, I'm very bad at cooking. I can just cook some nice eggs, some fried eggs, some Spanish omelettes, and something like that, but nothing more than that.
Okay, and does Gurdeep cook?
He's an amazing cook.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
And what's the best thing that she cooks and you love it?
She has recently cooked palak chicken for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the best I could ever have. In the entire world, it was excellent.
Oh wow! अब तो गुरदीप को यहाँ पे लाके हमें रेसिपी पूछनी ही पड़ेगी. Okay, Buttercup actually says Gurdeep is so lucky you are getting married. I wish he remains single. So Buttercup is a great fan of yours, and she is asking, like, where would you love to go for your honeymoon?
I think we plan to go to South Africa.
Oh, okay, South Africa.
Yeah.
Is there something special about South Africa that you really want to go there?
Actually, it's the Sun City, and we've been to Mauritius recently, and it's very close to South Africa, so we heard a lot about South Africa. So I think we're planning to go to South Africa.
Okay. Now, what about your future projects? Like, what are you planning to do in television? What are you working at?
Well, right now, as I told you, cannot talk much, but there's a superstar I'm doing, Star TV. It will probably be on air this August. So I'm doing that right now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, can we know who is your co-star?
I don't know. They have really, I've not started shooting for that, but they are going to finalize in another few days.
Okay. Okay, great. And can't you even tell something about the story? Something, any hint?
No, I really can't. The channel has told me not to do that. So, I think if you call me in a few weeks, I will definitely tell you about everything.
Okay. And what's the channel that you're working for?
Star TV.
Oh, Star TV. Oh, that it would be great to see you back on Star TV.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, maybe just hold on.
Gana? Arre baap re. Ab kyun mere itne acche fans hain bane hue hain, kyun unko sabko bhagana chahti hain is show se? Koi sunega nahi,
koi nahi bhagega. Koi
nahi dekhega baad mein.
I swear koi nahi bhagega. Ab jaldi se gana ga dijiye.
Okay, I'll sing the Fana song. I mean, I really like that song. It goes like chaand sifarish jo karta hamari deta wo tumko bata sharm o haya ke parde gira ke karni hai humko khata. And thank you so much. I don't want to make a fool of myself now.
Okay, hamare India Forums members ke liye ek message de dijiye please.
Well, hey guys, this is Lachinjay Poonj, and live your life. Do whatever you want to do, you think is right, and live and let live.
Thank you, Arjun. आपको जानना है, so हम बड़े दुख के साथ आपको goodbye बोलते हैं अभी के लिए. But we'll come back for more with many more questions and many more messages. We wish you all the best for your future projects, and we'll look forward to watch you in Star Plus serial, in whichever serial you are working, and hopefully we'll have a good traffic on India Forums for that serial as well. So please keep tuned. You know, hum aapko bata dein ki this is a part of Telechaska, a new show which we have started on India Forums Radio. It is also podcasted on Yahoo and iTunes. So aap usko podcast mein download karke apne iPod mein sun sakte hain. We rate the serials in this, and ye kaafi popular ho raha hai. So hopefully you'll tune in, aur hum aapko link bhi bhejenge. Aur jaate jaate hume ek agar email ID ho sake to de dijiye hamare fans ke liye.
Well, I'm really sorry with my email ID. Actually, I'm making a site. Someone, a friend of mine, is making my site. So what I'll do is, you can call me sometime in few days, probably in a week or two, and I'll give you my site. And you know, everybody can get onto my site if they want to.
Oh, wonderful. That sounds great. So, okay, Arjun, hum aapko aur nahi rukenge. Thank you very much for coming and giving us this time. And all the best to you.
Thank you so much for calling, and it's great chatting, and take care.
Okay then. Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
India. Dash. Forums. India-Forums.com. Addiction at its best.